Alors, so we can show this mass formation in a kind of comical way, in a way, because we have you know, I think we already did a story here. I think we already, this is somewhere in the first book at least. We have, you know, that color revolution that went wrong. And yeah, and then the mass formation bubble that created there was created and which just stayed there and grew in what is here, Europe, in our story, I don't know, the Middle Kingdom, something between the East and the West. And so we had this little country in North where Theo and his friend lives, or one of those. And we can follow this funny leader there, or those leaders, who are just basically political, ambitious creatures who like to talk and, you know, make a career in the political field and all that. Typical Swedish characters. Looking, and I know how they should look, like typical Swedish politicians. And they are standing there. And we should definitely use, what's his name? The Moderat leader. I don't even remember his name. He's a funny character. Standing there, we're gonna, you know, the evil ones over there in the east. It's our duty to fight and die if we must, to defeat them, to let the glorious goodness of democracy rule in the world. Something like that. And then what are we gonna do? We don't have many soldiers and not that much money either, actually. Set some devices around there. Missiles and drones. We're gonna send missiles and drones in and bomb them. This is modern war. And then we're gonna do hybrid war and sanctions. They're doing these things, and then you have over there in the east the leaders of that, you know, big bear of that country, and they're like, oh, now someone started throwing stupid missiles and drone bombs over some of the cities there, our cities in the west. You know, they don't know what's wrong with them. Psychopaths. They kill school kids and mothers with their children, and it's just, we need to do something about this. when the Prime Minister or whoever it is sits there and says, well, could they at least learn from us that in war you attack military targets? I mean, that's a basic rule. But they don't seem to care about the rules. Well, there's something called a rules-based system where they make up the rules as they go along. And they just sit there now. I'll think about it. And then, so throughout the story there, it could be that they are warning, you know, calling up the leader of that country, that little country up there, which is tiny compared to his country, which is the biggest military power in the world. Lots of, you know, most nuclear weapons in the world. Like saying, you know, hey, what's going on here? He calls the sailor, but maybe that leader doesn't even want to talk to him. Because you shouldn't talk to the evil when you are on their side. So, no, he refuses. What are we going to do then? And if they can go on like this, then others will join in. I mean, they're just in that bubble there. They're hating us bubble. And the leader said, why did I sign up for this job? It's crazy nowadays. Not the way it used to be. The leaders were statesmen. They knew their art. Could we speak to each other as adults? So he's a little not depressed, but yeah, a little I don't want to deal with this anymore, I'm old. And the young advisors come up and they help. Well, it seems we have to just answer with the same measures. Yeah. And then we can have a couple of warnings for us to something like that. And then we eventually go we are back in a small country again, and then there is all of a sudden someone coming in with a newspaper, the morning news, and I guess they didn't get the news anywhere, I don't know, but into the room of this Prime Minister, and hey, they're attacking us, we're declared war on us. Oh. And he looks a little bit scared. They've sent bombs and missiles. They're bombing us. And that leader is still a little bit remote from reality. Shouts something that yeah, that's what we were saying all the time. They would attack us. They want to take over our countries. We did the right thing. did a preemptive strike. Now we have to go into full mobilization, and all our people will understand and will follow and be ready to sacrifice their lives to defend our freedom. He's going completely into that script. Okay, I'll get the journalist to make a press conference. And I hear the president's son is sitting there also. Hey, Dad. Does that mean I have to go into war? And the president said, no, of course not you. Don't worry. Yeah, the future hope for our proud nation and we have a good bunker to protect us. If they throw the big one. Think they could throw a nuclear bomb at us, and we can show them how people then gradually this becoming a big thing, and people make money on it, and the journalists are really going wild, and yeah, we are in war. It's war. Russia just declared war against us, which they didn't. And of course it was declared by that small country by starting to attack the big country. But you know, you can make any reality there in the media when you're in control of it. You know how to do. So just show these kind of things. It's a kind of little comic relief thing here.